Basically, I move the recommendations in item 15. I don't think there's anything very controversial. Over to you, Madam Chairman.
It may just be the technical use of words, but 9.2 on page 195 says the joint venture should be structured as a land disposal for the reasons stated in section 8. But I understood Councillor Burt to say that essentially we'd be acting as a landlord, and whilst giving somebody else the right to use our land could be treated as a disposal. I wonder, for the sake of clarity, we could be clear. Little else for being clarity and clear.
Yes, Chairman. Mrs. Attlee confirms that a disposal is a long-term lease.
Just on the time frame, we've all got concerns about bringing this to a conclusion sensibly in a reasonable time. Is there a problem with actually approaching these people and saying, can you provide a proposal by the 31st of March or not? I mean, we're not asking them to do anything, but it would be helpful to know, if we are going to say 6 months, that it's actually deliverable in that time frame.
Chairman, there's no problem with that. The reason, just to remind members, the reason the project hasn't proceeded with the original speed is because since it was first proposed, we have brought on other projects which were prioritised, North Arts Leisure Centre extension, the joint contract procurement with East Arts, which are bringing in far more revenue, or have the potential to bring in far more revenue. Those matters are now largely in train, so there is resource available to prioritise this.
I was going to ask pretty much the same questions as Councillor Cunningham, actually, about the land disposal. But yes, I understand that a disposal can be disposal by way of a long-term lease. Just one point on that. Do we actually own the land ourselves, or have we got it on a long-term lease and it's a reassignment of that lease? We own the land outright. Thank you.
To the recommendation. First of all, let's take the recommendations as they stand. 2.1, that following consideration of the Part 2 report, Cabinet authorises officers to consider options for collaboration with a private sector provider that could deliver a suitable crematorium, secure the future of Wilbury Hills as a site for burial and cremation, and achieves best value in respect of the use of council land. 2.2, that officers develop and conclude a selection process for the delivery of the project in collaboration with a private sector partner. The aim of this process will be to receive and evaluate proposals from the potential partners with a view to establishing which operator offers the council the most beneficial model for collaboration. And 2.3, that officers report further to Cabinet once the selection process has concluded in order to obtain Cabinet's approval to enter into collaboration with the selected partner and complete the necessary legal documents. Now, are we going to put the timing on there, or are we going to make it a 2.4?
What's officers' recommendation?
Yeah.
I think, Chairman, just hearing the discussion, 2.3 could be readily amended. After the work concluded on the first line, I would suggest we put, and in any event, no later than the end of March 2017, and then the rest of the recommendation to be as is.
Okay.
And that assures members that there will be a report back by that time at the very latest.
Can I just confirm with the officers that that is a realistic and achievable timescale?
There certainly will be a report. As to the content of the detail of that report, will completely depend on the discussions with the selected party. But we will certainly be a lot further down the road than what we are currently today.
Councillor Cunningham.
given the length of time that this has been kicking around, and I hear and understand what Mr. Williams is saying, don't have a problem with that, but if we really cannot bring this to ground, literally, by March, then I suggest we draw the line. That does not preclude anybody coming back to us subsequently with a formal proposal if they want to do it. But at the moment, there is money allocated in our budgets and everything else, and frankly, it's becoming an embarrassment. And just for internal purposes, I think we need to draw a line under the project or say it will move forward.
Right, there you are. You've got that. Councillor Holm.
I'd prefer not to give up on an opportunity to generate revenue. I think I know people are dying to get in our crematorium, but at the same time, the fact it takes longer is because it takes longer. I'm sorry, but I'm not prepared to kill it. But at the same time, I want it moved forward because I want the revenue in the kitty.
In that case, then, we'll go to the recommendations. Do you want the Chief Executive to repeat 2-3, or is it all in your memories? Right, in that case, then, all those in favour, please show. Thank you very much. And before we close the meeting this evening, Mr. Robinson, I believe this might be your last Cabinet, unless we fit another one in by before Friday.
Fantastic, no. On what subject would you like that Cabinet to be? Is it a subject dear to your hearts, perhaps?
Well, can I say on behalf of all of us, thank you very much. You've had some pretty hard rides just lately through this authority, but we hope you enjoy your retirement. And what's your hobby, gardening?
No, it is actually. First of all, thank you, Chair. Thank you, members present tonight and more generally. As you say, there have been some difficult times here, but I just assure you, North Harps isn't that different from many other towns. Challenges, and as well as the fond memories I have of North Harts, I also have some very deeply ingrained scars on my back, which will remind me of you all. My retirement is going to be a retirement, that's my intention, to maybe involve some tree climbing, which is something I do engage in a little bit, and hope to practice a little bit more.
Well, we will carry on looking at the Howard Park and Gardens and lots of your other projects that we all now enjoy. So thank you very much
indeed.
And we
look forward to seeing you at the opening of North Harts Museum.
Thank you very much, everybody.
You'll
thank
be invited
you.
A special guest. Who sent me that lady along there? Is our PR lady.
Yes, she is our PR lady.
What's she for? Yeah. Why did she leave?
I think she left because the press guy was going out, which I'm just going to keep him.
Sorry?
The press guy next to her went out.
Yeah?
I think she just followed him out.
Oh, okay.
Have a catch up.
I'm worried.